This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, great to be with you today. I'm excited. I've had a great week, pretty busy. How are you doing?
Tony, I am tired. We did our class last night at our Beaufort location, so got home a little late, but I wouldn't miss this for the world. So I am tired. I'm here in spirit, and we're gonna have some fun anyway. but no, it's always fun to get together. So
yeah,
I enjoy being able to come to the clients and to our followers every week. So we're gonna have a good show. How about you? You told me so kind of odd weather. You guys had almost 1 degree from an all-time high in April, and then now it's cold and rainy. So it'll be snowing tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, it was 84 and sunny this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and it happened on a weekend. You know how sometimes good weather falls in the middle of the week when you can't enjoy it, but yeah, we had a beautiful Saturday and Sunday. It was in the 80s, nice breeze. Perfectly clear skies. I mean, it was perfect. No humidity. It was the best weather you could ever ask for. Everybody was out and about. So great weekend last weekend. And then this week it's been rainy and cold in the 40s and raining. So, you know, I guess you take the good with the bad, and we need the moisture. So I'm not going to complain about it, Travis.
Yeah, of course you are.
I shouldn't complain, but sometimes I still do. Yeah.
Life's been good to you so far.
Yeah, I can't complain, but sometimes I still do. Life's been good to me so far. Little Joe Walsh.
Hey, nothing. If you want to, nothing like getting Joe Walsh to wake you up in the morning.
Yes, so. Exactly. Joe Walsh, great. Saw him live, quite a story. I'll have to tell it to you sometime.
Well, since you know me, you've opened the door, so. Did you ever get a chance to see the Eagles?
Yes, I saw the Eagles. Yeah.
Did you see, or did you have the opportunity to go to the Hell Freezes Over tour?
No, I did not see that tour.
We did, and that was terrific. That was my only experience seeing Joe Walsh live.
I have DVD.
It was in Piedmont Park in Atlanta, and we actually got a chance to go and see the Eagles live. And this was obviously still Glenn Frey, still Don Henley, and all the Eagles were still with us. Not all now, but they were still then. And you know, even though they had a little age on them, that was one of my favorite concerts probably of all time. It was terrific. They played everything in the catalog, and even some covers that were awesome. So
yeah, Joe Walsh even did some solo songs.
Absolutely,
on that tour.
He did all of his from the James Gang and his individual, and then it was awesome. Don Henley did all his. Glenn Frey did all his. So it was pretty good. We had a ball, but.
Oh, Joe anyway. Walsh live is amazing. I mean,
yeah.
It's just,
well, Joe Walsh anytime is amazing.
He's great. He is great, and he really made that band. I mean, I wouldn't go see him without him. He adds the, you know, he doesn't take it as seriously. You know, Don Henley's so. He's the opposite of Don Henley as far as a person, you know. Don's got kind of a bad rep for not being a great guy. But Joe Walsh is like the most lovable, easygoing, nice. Everybody, I know some people who have met him and read all the interviews, and just what a great guy, funny, and he's hilarious, right? That's the thing. He's kind of a comedian as well as a musician, so he's very funny. But anyway, we got off track there. What's going on with everything? I mean, you know, we're getting closer to the election.
Well,
markets have been up and down, mostly up this year, which is good.
So the one topic that has really it's been just kind of standing out to me as something we haven't visited or we need to revisit, haven't visited in a while, is there's so many people out there right now that they, you know, those that are our clients, obviously they know the reasons why I'm about to say what I'm about to say, but those that are following us, those that are just joining us, and thank you for following, thank you for joining. You know, as a whole, I think our industry has not done a great job of preparing retirees for or citizens for the retirement process. And you know, when you're in your working years, you're putting money away, you know, your representative from your plan, your 401k plan, et cetera, they're coming around, they're telling you, hey, put, you know, what's the fix? Put more money in. What's the fix? Put more money in. How do I do this? Put more money in. It's always the same. But really and truly, I think what has not been communicated is there's going to be some challenges, and there's always going to be issues that are very difficult to plan for. They're very difficult to see coming until maybe it's too late. And to be perfectly honest, that's why, Tony, we do what we do. That's why I do what I do, is to help retirees overcome the uncertainty. Now, can we predict what the S&P or what Apple's going to do tomorrow? No, and nobody else can either. I don't care what they tell you. Can we predict what interest rate policy is going to be? No, we can make an educated guess, but I mean, I quit guessing what the Fed was going to do back in 22. So, you know, one of the things that we have to think about is if you're getting close to retirement, is keeping up with all of the day-to-day changes, all of the white noise, the minutia, all the different changing landscape, is that really something you want to tackle when you're retiring to actually take it easy? Right? Because let's face it, who wants to go from working 45, 50 hours a week at their job to working 45, 50 hours a week at their retirement? And that's not just that's not enjoying it. I'm talking about just keeping up with the ever changing landscape and the new tax policy. And, you know, how is the inflation data going to impact your long term success of your portfolio? I mean, all of the things that are going to come up, unexpected health expenses, what have you. So what I want to talk about this morning are ways that we need to think about the retirement journey and the reasons why, you know, retirement is not always certain. That's the reason having an advisor that actually does this for you could be important to your success. And what are some of the things we can do to help minimize those risks? So the one thing, just to kind of start with, I actually follow, I don't know if you're familiar with Jamie Hopkins. He used to work with Carson Group, and he released a blog not too long ago, and he was talking about this very thing, which is where, you know, what's the expression? Good artists borrow, great artists steal. So I was looking at this, and I'm like, this is actually, I could not have created this any better. And one of the things that he talks about is new challenges are going to happen in retirement. This is not new hat. Right? It's not that someone doesn't have the capacity or the capability of doing it on their own. It's the fact that there are a lot of things that could come up that you've never been exposed to. Maybe you've never had anyone actually tell you to be aware of certain risks, like inflation, like taxes, like, for instance, short-term market volatility, and, you know, making sure your emotions, whenever you see the market going up or down, you can control your anxiety, right? That's what we're here for. It's to help you reason through, okay, why are we seeing what we're seeing? What are the changes that could be made? And are there any changes actually even warranted? Maybe the answer is no. Maybe the answer is let's wait and see what happens. And sometimes, you know, that could be the best policy. There's always a time where you could need to change, but there's a lot of times where you may need to stay the course. And how do we deal with these challenges? Well, if you don't have that guidance, it's kind of like being in the car, Tony, and if you miss your turn, what does your GPS tell you to do? it tells you how to reroute
right.
to get back on track. That's what your advisor is supposed to be doing for you. It's very troubling, but I see it all the time. I had a client that came in, prospective client. They came in with husband and wife, their portfolio. They sit down, they start telling me, you know, what their plans are, what their current advisor was telling them. They were coming to us for a second opinion. And this is 100%. I've still got the plan. So, you know, we're not supposed to give instances if we can't back them up. So I can back it up. The advisor had been telling them for years and years and years that they didn't need to worry about taxes. They didn't need to worry about Roth. They didn't need to worry. They just need to keep doing what they're doing, which is what I just talked about. And what they did not understand is because of the changing tax code that we're about to have and because of what their tax rate is projected to be in retirement, if they did start doing some aggressive planning for the next 2 years, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and then did some minor planning for the few years following until they were required minimum distribution age. Tony, do you know it added almost $1 million to their outcome?
Oh, my goodness.
In the same scenario. And that was from income that was not forced out. That was from taxes that were not having to be forced to pay. That was from just getting their efficiency for taxes in order. Folks, that's what I'm talking about. Those are the types of things that the mistakes we make are sometimes we feel like the status quo is just good enough when actually the status quo is, think about what that couple was giving up, potentially spending more income in retirement or potentially leaving an additional $1 million in tax-free inheritance or legacy to their kids and grandkids. I love Uncle Sam and the USA, but I don't love them that much. I would much rather you leave that to your kids and grandkids. So, folks, these are the types of things why I say, you know, having an advisor does not mean that there's always going to be, you're always going to have the most success. That improves your chances. But it also improves the ability for you to enjoy yourself versus you having to sort through and work out the details of what I just said. This couple had no idea. So taking the retirement uncertainty out actually was able, they were able to take more income, leave bigger legacy. So definitely something we need to consider. Another thing, Tony, retirement, what if you're forced to retire earlier than expected? Do you know if you've been doing all of your planning based on, let's say, retiring at 67 or 68? Well, what if you have to retire at 65? What if you have to retire at 63 and now all of a sudden you have to bring medical costs? And if it's a let's say the exchange, just broad term, there's a lot of cases where we see exchange price for premium in the $1,000, $1,200 range for a couple. What if your portfolio, you now have to produce that extra $14,000, $15,000 a year and you still have to spend income at the same time?
Yeah.
That could potentially add another 1-2% to your distribution rate, which is going to do what? It could cause your portfolio to fail earlier in later years.
Yeah. Healthcare and taxes are the two biggies, aren't they?
I'm telling you, it's why, like I said, and Tony, once again, I wanted to be the first me, not the next them. That's the reason, that's part of what we integrate into our plan is we're not just saying, okay, let's look and say, oh we need, you need this investment, that investment, what have you. That's not where it's at. Where it's at is you do need your investment plan to match your risk tolerance, but you need to have a tax plan, a healthcare plan, an estate plan that works with your plan as a whole to maximize your income in retirement and your legacy to your kids and grandkids. So, it's something that, whenever people look at the cost benefit analysis of having an advisor versus not, they look at it as a cost. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not using this as a sales pitch, but if you can get more efficient and pay for your advisor and pay less taxes along the way, doesn't that really sound like a value proposition that you may want to investigate? Probably, right? That's the difference between pulling your own teeth and going to the dentist. One's going to be a lot less painful and a lot cleaner. And I'm actually going to the dentist today, so that's where I got that from.
Yeah, well, it's a great analogy. You're right.
So let's talk about some additional, because I want to hit on a few this morning. I don't want us to get stuck on a couple. So one of the things I'm really struggling, or we find clients struggle with, and one of the things that we are struggling with our clients is helping them give themselves permission to spend. Because, Tony, you and I both know most baby boomers had parents from the Depression or from the Great Generation, right?
Right.
And what were they taught all of their life? Save,
yep.
Save, save. And oh, by the way, save some more.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
It was never spend. And I talk to clients all the time. You know, had a conversation with a great client. She's been with me for a long time. And I just finally looked at her and I said, I want you to increase your fund budget. And she smiled and she was like, what do you mean? I said, you've been amassing this retirement nest egg, and I want you to fly first class, because I've said it before, if you don't fly first class, your kids will. And it's not that I don't want them to fly first class, but you earned it. I want you to fly first class. And I think that's really where the uncertainty of not having advisor or even that mindset, it's very difficult to change, because so many people, they get caught up in the news, or maybe they see all this geopolitical strife and they hear all the political rhetoric and, you know, the if it bleeds, it leads news cycle. And it's like, you know, should I really spend this money? And that's when you need to have something that gives you permission to live your life, spend the money that you want to spend. That's where planning comes in. That's why having an advisor where someone can be removed from the situation, but say, you know, if you do this, these are the pros and cons. And if you finance versus pay cash, if you do this, if you do that, these are the potential outcomes. And look, if the juice is worth the squeeze, drink the glass. If it's not, don't. But that's really the big issue for most people is they get so caught up and they're in their own head, and they listen to their, you know, sometimes they listen to their family and friends, et cetera. And everybody always has a different opinion. So it's kind of difficult to decipher what to do. But that's the reason why having an advisor can help you get rid of that uncertainty of how much can I spend? Can I make this purchase? Do I need to finance? Do I need to, you know, because let's face it, sometimes, not always, I'm not recommending anyone go out and accumulate a lot of debt, but sometimes it is more beneficial to pay the debt service a little bit along. I don't agree with Dave Ramsey on everything. Than it is to take that big hit from your portfolio. Maybe you can't afford it, or maybe you're producing enough income where you can have your cake and eat it too, right? So, but if you don't
know,
there's
good debt and bad debt.
Good debt and bad debt. But if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. And
right.
So finding that happy median, that's what we're here for, is to help clients be able to overcome that uncertainty. Couple other things, you know, I hear all the time about when prospective clients come in our office and they're like, oh, you know, I know the rule of 4% and I can just take 4%. Well, no, that number's probably not going to be the same. Why?
No.
Because people are living longer. There's inflation risk. There's a number of risks that are out there floating around. Used to be 4%.
Used to work.
I don't. Yeah. There are some cases where you can take considerably more than 4% from your portfolio in certain sequence of returns. There are some sequences where you have to take much less than 4% to be successful. The problem is, how do you know where you are? You don't. So that's why you have to have a portfolio that is flexible, you know, kind of like a skyscraper. I mean, first time I saw one, the tour guide we were on, I was in middle school. He said, we were in downtown Atlanta. I'll never forget it. He looked up, he said, hey, do you kids know that this thing moves? And all of us kids in our little group we were with from the schools, like, no way. He's like, yeah, why do they move? It's because if they're rigid, they would crack, they would break, the foundation would fail, you'd have a catastrophe. Same thing with your retirement. You've got to put some flexibility in there. We're going to plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Yep.
Another quick, just to kind of tie us up, Tony, for the show this week. There's never going to be a perfect way to retire, right? Everyone is unique. Everyone's situation is different. There is never, perfection is something we strive for. It's not attainable, but your perfect retirement may exist, right? Your retirement path may be the right way for you. Could not work for someone sitting right next to you. If it's a friend, maybe their situation's got some minor differences. It may not be the same. But the one way to retire is to make sure that your retirement is something that fits you and that it matches what you're trying to do, what your personality is, your tendencies, your risk tolerance. If it matches all of the above, like little Dutch boy in the dam, you plug as many holes as possible, it's probably going to fit you, right? So
yeah.
Having that certainty that there are always going to be issues that we have to face, and how are we going to overcome them? Having that plan is what really keeps us from really just lying awake at night and staying in that constant state of I guess butterflies in your stomach and the anxiety. And folks, that's no way to retire. The way to retire is the way that you need to retire, that's perfect for you, that meets all of your requirements. And if that's not something that you have found yet and you're still searching for, then that's why you need to give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, great show today, Travis. A lot of great information. You really covered it. People need to know these things. And if our listeners want to get a second opinion or get a plan in place, they can just call you. Give that number one more time.
Absolutely. They can visit us at chancefinancialgroup.com, go to our contact page, send us an email, request for an appointment, or they can give us a call at 877-269-0839.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.